over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And let's plan on getting it done together. I'm Rosie, here with my son Romy, my wife sweet Jennifer, and our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. Here every Saturday morning for the purpose of doing what we got to do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're going to become your best friend by informing you, educating you, and entertaining you about anything and everything that has to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftop. If there's something you want to try and get done, we've been doing it here in Arizona, from Nogales to Flagstaff, from Ehrenberg to Eager, all across the state of Arizona. We've been building and remodeling since the mid-70s. Give us a call. Let us know what it is you're trying to tackle and see if we can't put our experience to work for you. If it's something you're trying to do yourself, a project you're trying to get started, let us help you lay it out. More often than not, we hear about the projects people are trying to finish. They start compulsively and they stay half finished indefinitely. And people have decided, let's just get them wrapped up. Well, we can help you with that as well. And then if it's a project you're not particularly interested in tackling yourself, RosieOnTheHouse.com website has the number one most powerful contractor referral directory in the entire state. If you're looking for remodelers in Tucson, Maricopa County, up in Yavapai County, we've got Rosie certified contractors in virtually every category in Maricopa County, and in many categories down in Pima and Pinal and Yavapai County as well. Check us out at RosieOnTheHouse.com and see if we can't help you out just a little bit.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I'd imagine a couple of our roofers are probably going to have a full voicemails and inboxes come when they come back to work on Monday morning and rain on the weekend. If you are experiencing a leak in your home, you're not the only one. Every time it rains, thousands of roofs leak and every roofer gets busy. And the best thing to do is be patient. Don't worry. If you see wet spots, poke a hole with a nail. And that way the water can drip out and put your pan underneath, collect that rainwater, and wait till they can come out. Just know you're going to have to be a little patient because everybody, you're not the only one experiencing a roof leak now.
And this kind of rain is different than our monsoon driving rains. This is that low, slow soaker, and it leaks in different ways than the monsoon driving rain.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what we've got today, but I mean, what time did it wake you up? Did it wake you up this morning, or were you still up?
Yeah, no, we had an early start, and it was not raining at 1.
It wasn't raining at 1 in the morning. Well, I woke up shortly after that with rain on the roof that you could hear and on the skylight, so that was nice. We've another fairly wet winter. It's been an absolutely gorgeous winter for the desert environment, and middle and northern Arizona is supposed to see as much as 15 inches of snow here. So,
and we've already broken a record on this date for rainfall. This is Sky Harbor now. Now, this was about an hour ago, up to 0.46 inches. That breaks a record of 0.45 that was set in 1913.
A half inch of rain today breaks a record that dates back to over 100-year record.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, from the studios here, we can look at Camelback sometimes because it's been there was a few times it was raining so hard I couldn't even see it right here off the left corner of my mic.
Really nice.
Yeah.
So this would be a good opportunity because you're not going to be outside being able to get a lot done. Sit down with a notepad and a pencil and let's talk about that project that you've been thinking about and let us give you that little kickstart on tricks of the trade, the tools to use, and tips that we've put together, one, by being actually out there doing them during the week, as well as being on the air for 30 years. we've collected a lot of data and information just from people that hear the questions and call in all week long and give us ancillary information that we just pile in on top of it. And we've become like a clearinghouse. Our website is like an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. And baby, folks, homeowners, it's 100% free. Every question we've taken on the air for the past 30 years is in our website. Questions to probably every question you could ever have about your Arizona home is there. And it's answered by someone building and remodeling in Arizona. You can only find that at rosieonthehouse.com. Shall we get to a couple calls? People have loaded up here. They want to visit with us. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Let's start with Joyce calling from Mesa. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
I have several cracks, and I'm assuming they're settling cracks. I moved into my house in 2000, or it was built in 2003, and there was just this one crack, and I've lived here now 7 years, and there's numerous cracks throughout the house, ceiling, walls, grout, everywhere.
Okay, the size of the cracks are going to be important, as well as the location of the cracks. So tell me first. Are the oldest cracks the width of a pencil lead or the width of a pencil?
It would be probably a little bigger than the pencil lead.
Okay.
The first original one.
Okay. And you first saw that when?
Right when we moved in 2007.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Now start describing to me where these earliest cracks were showing up.
Ceiling, and it seems like it's on the seam of the sheetrock.
Where the ceiling meets the wall?
Well, in spots. In others, it's just where the sheetrocks meet, where the 4x8s butt up to one another there also.
Okay.
The ceiling meets the walls, the drywall, the tape drops down.
Okay.
In some areas, too.
Okay. So that's where all the oldest cracks are, and they're a little bit larger than a pencil lead. How about the newest cracks? Where are they showing up?
Ceilings, walls, everywhere. I just was walking around looking and found some more. Some of them are by bull noses.
Okay. Do you have any of them emanating from the corners of doors and windows?
Yes.
Okay.
I've noticed some by the windows.
And do your windows,
and by the door.
If I want to open one of your windows, do I slide it?
Not the ones that where the cracks are, they do not open at all.
Okay. All right. Do any sliding windows or doors in the house, have they become hard to open or close?
No.
Okay. I don't think you've got a serious settling problem in the way of foundation. You obviously have a house that's trying to find a happy place to live with itself, and it probably is just going to be cosmetic. You are welcome, Joyce, to shoot a couple pictures of those and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put in there, in the subject bar, put today's date. And just put broadcast question, today's date. That will speed your email up to my desk significantly. We'll get hundreds of emails a week. And if I know I talk to you on air, we kind of move those to the front of the list. But from what you're telling me, I'm not thinking you have a serious structural settling problem. We may have a little bit of cosmetics. I want to look at the actual cracks you're seeing. We'll probably get in there and do some experimental. What I could tell you is take some masking tape and tape it perpendicular to the cracks, about 3 inches long. And let's see if that tape starts tearing or wrinkling over the next 30 to 60 days to tell us whether or not there's still movement or if things move to the point now they've stabilized. That's going to be one of the first tests that we want to see. But you get those pictures in to me. I'll take a look at it. Please provide me your email or phone number, and I'll give you a call. Those kind of cracks sometimes cause more concern than they're worth. Let me look at them, and I'll see if that's your case.
Every line is full, so we're going to try and get one more in before the break. Joanna in Scottsdale, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I have a lot going on here, and Romy, thanks for recommending poking a hole in my ceiling, because, yeah, we've got a little leak in addition to that, to what's going on here.
Oh, no.
That's okay. That's not my biggest issue. I've got a hot water slab leak, and I found that, and I've got Saltillo tile. I found that because the floor was delightfully warm.
Yeah.
And there's no water coming up. But so I'm in the throes of getting estimates. I did a leak detection. They've marked it out.
Okay.
And it's the leak is supposedly to my master bathroom tub manifold.
Okay.
But it's on the opposite side of the house. So the recommendation is either jackhammer the floor to get to the
right
to the copper pipes, or put in PEX and open up my walls, because there's limited. I've got a crawl space in that portion of the house, so I'd like to know what your idea is as far as, do you like PEX?
Joanne, what's the vintage of your home? How old is the copper?
1992.
Okay. That copper should still have plenty of good life left in it. Sautéa tile is something that we can cut, remove, open the slab, make the repair, put it back together, and Sautéa tile patches pretty well if it's a Sautéa that's still currently made. There was a San Marcos tile that they quit manufacturing 20 years ago, and people mistake it for Sautéa tile because it is the red clay Pelotop type tile that we can't find anymore. But if it's a tile we can replace, I would tell you, I would go through the floor, repair the copper. That copper probably still has at least another 20 good years to it. And I personally would go that route. If it was a tile we couldn't replace, if it was a tile that was hard to find, if it was a floor covering we couldn't patch, then you're got to go to the PEX.
And it's not that we don't like the PEX, but when you can keep a water line underground, your cold water in the summer is there. When we start putting water lines in the walls and in the attics uninsulated, you're never going to have cold water for 6 months out of the year again.